Lift up your voice, rejoice again, I say, rejoice. His kingdom cannot fail. He rules o'er earth and hell. The keys of earth and hell are to our Jesus give. Lift up your lift up your voice, rejoice again, I say, rejoice. Rejoice in glorious hope. Jesus the Judge shall come and take his servants up to the eternal home.
Please be seated. Let us pray. God of eternity, King of kings and Lord of lords, we come with awe and adoration before you, O God. We come with the courage and assurance of the knowledge that even in perilous times, that not even the most powerful rulers of this earth hold our eternal destiny in their hands. Rather, we are held in the palm of the loving eternal one, our God who is almighty. We believe and know that we are secure in Christ, whose reign is just, whose power is endless, and whose love is unfathomable. God of eternity, we join the chorus of saints who continue to declare the Christ our King. Today we come to worship you. We ask you to become our high priest in our hearts, hearing our prayers, in our minds to be king of our thoughts and in our lives, to be the Lord and our God, through the one whose name is above all name, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now to the King of the ages, the immortal, invisible and only God, may honor and glory be given to him forever and always, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
It is our greeting time. We can stand up and wave each other in Christian love and also unmute everybody to say hi to those who are online.
Hi, everybody.
Good morning.
Good to see Jack in person.
Hey, everybody in church.
Yeah, we have Jack and Linda here. Good morning, Martha. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, sir.
All right. Good morning, Jean.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bob and Kathy.
Good morning.
Good morning, Chuck and Vicky. Jan and Harry, good morning. See you there? Okay. I think we got everybody. And I will show you a little picture of what we have here in the crowd. You can all see. We'll continue worshiping God together. The choir will be singing an anthem, Majesty Worship His Majesty. Penny, our pianist, is sick today, so that's why she's not here. So if you want to join singing with it is 176 in the blue book, Majesty Worship His Majesty. Please remain seated.
Name of Jesus, magnify. worship His majesty. Jesus, who died, now glorified, King of all kings. Majesty, worship His majesty. Unto Jesus be all glory, honor, and praise. Majesty, kingdom authority, flow from His throne unto His own, His anthem reigns. So let's all lift up on high the name of Jesus. Magnify, come glorify Christ Jesus the King. Majesty, worship His majesty. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings.
Our responsive reading is from Psalm 24, verses 1 through 10. Please stand if you are able, as Kevin will be leading on that. Please use your insert.
The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof.
The world and those who dwell therein.
For God has founded it upon the seas.
And established it upon the rivers.
Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? Those who have clean hands and pure hearts,
who do not lift up their souls to what the world calls, and do not swear deceitfully.
They will receive blessing from the Lord,
and vindication from the God of their salvation.
Such is the generation of those who seek the Lord,
who seek the face of the God of Jacob.
Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the ruler of glory may come in.
Who is the ruler of glory?
The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord, mighty in battle.
Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the ruler of glory may come in.
Who is the ruler of glory?
The Lord of glory. The Lord is the ruler of glory.
This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. I wanted to take a moment before our prayer time to recognize our veterans, because last Sunday generally we do that, but we forgot this time. So this time I wanted to recognize them and pray for our veterans and the services that they have done for this country. Are there anyone in this here or online that who have served or still serving?
Jerry?
Jerry?
Yes, stand up.
Please stand up and tell us about your service and anything that is remarkable that you want us to hear.
United States Army.
How many years?
Two full-time and six
part-time. Anything remarkable? Any foreign trips?
Well, my wife came over in Europe, and we spent some time in Germany together.
Okay.
And we wound up with a little boy.
It was a good trip.
What a blessing. Thank you for your services, Daddy. All right.
I was in the Air Force, but I stayed in the States, so I don't consider myself a hero. I kept my arms and legs, and those people over there didn't.
Amen.
Amen. And how many years did you serve?
Just one term.
Okay. one time. All right. Anything special? Any experience to share?
No, I just told God if he had got me through basic training, I'd go back to college and make all A's and B's. And I kept my part of the promise, and he did too.
Okay. Thank you for your services. Anyone online?
Kevin.
Oh, Kevin. Go ahead, Kevin.
U.S. Army Medical Corps, 3297th U.S. Army Hospital. I did 6 years. I was never deployed out of the States. I guess the best thing that happened is I found a career. I started doing x-rays in 1982 and still do them to this day. So going on my 38th year later, I still like it.
All right.
Very grateful.
Thank you.
That.
Thank you for your services.
My pleasure.
Kevin. And anyone online? I know Bob, I think, was Harry or anyone else there?
Me, all of the Marine Corps.
Not yet, she might be soon.
Hey, Dad was in the Army. He was not deployed overseas. He was a dentist there in the Army.
Okay.
Eddie was, who passed away Wednesday, will be a year ago. He was 100% disabled from his injuries in Vietnam. And he never really talked about Vietnam too much, except that he remembered standing one night looking out over the South China Sea with the bright sky, bright stars, and the moon reflecting off the ocean. And he said he knew that there was a God.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you for your services. Anyone else?
Harry?
4 years in the Marine Corps.
All right. Thank you for your services. Anyone else? Let us go to God in prayer. God of peace, today we honor these men and women who have, in their military service, sacrificed their time, strength, ambition, health, and even their lives to benefit us. And also benefit those they don't know, the strangers, known and unknown. Lord, we pray that you will be with them and bless them for their unselfish service in the continual struggle to preserve our freedom and our safety. We pray for those who are serving now, especially in harm's way. Shield them from danger and watch over these special people and bless them in peace until you bring with them home. May their work continue to sustain the peace that you have offered to us today, now and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
As we come before God as a church family to share our prayers of blessings together, let us raise our prayers of thanksgiving so that we can thank God together as a church family. And also our prayers of burdens and concerns that we can raise together to the throne of grace of God. God's promise is that He will answer our prayers according to His time and His will, which is far better than our time and our will. So let us bring our items of prayers at this time. The regular prayer items are listed at the back of the bulletin. Please use that as a regular reminder to pray for these people and these items in our daily prayers. So a couple of special items to call up was Eddie had a surgery, right? The surgery or a procedure?
He's 10th placed.
And so he is resting now. Please keep him in our prayers. Jack and Martha. Jack is here today. Thank you for joining us, Jack. And we always are excited to see you.
Amen.
Amen. Martha is joining us. Martha, anything special to share?
I'm doing really well. I do ask for continued prayer for my grandson, Connor. He had his MRI this week, and we do thank God there was no tumor or mass there, but unfortunately he has totally lost hearing in the left ear, and the right ear will continue to lose hearing. Unfortunately, we are trying to get him fitted with a special hearing aid that will hopefully slow down the right ear's deterioration, but there's nothing really else we can do at this time. But just continue to keep him in prayer, please.
We will. How old is he, Mark?
He's 16 years old.
16 years old. Please keep Connor in our prayers that God will bring a miracle for his hearing.
Thank you.
Pray for Penny as she's recovering from a virus, stomach virus. Please pray for her and her family. Any other special items to call out?
Yes, Nick is continuing to improve. Angela has had her surgery and has now started chemo.
Ivy, did you want to say something?
Kind of like a friend of mine. He is like 9 or 8. Her name's Piper, and she was in a bad car wreck, and she broke something like here. I don't know, somewhere here.
Femurs in her pelvis and a lot of other stuff.
Oh wow. She back home?
No,
no,
not yet.
She's still in a hospital.
Oh wow.
But out of maybe ICU, she's recovering well. Mm. It was kind of a blessing. The sister had no scratch on her, and it was one of those.
Just one. She's the only one who got hurt?
She and her mother. Her mother is recovering too, but the sister, it was just one of those things that God had taken that, and that was completely God, that the other child did not get injured. She usually never sat in the front seat. She let her sit in the front seat this time. If she sat in the back seat, it would not have been good. So that's a complete blessing, but now we're healing for Piper and the mom, Misha. So
did Piper ever come here?
No.
No?
That was Neela.
Oh, that's another What's Piper.
Misha.
Thank you, Ivy.
That's
good. Thank you, Ivy.
You're welcome. And I put my brother-in-law Thomas White on here. He just needs some personal prayers, please. We can continue to lift him up with some things he's going through.
Okay, any other items?
I spoke with Gene Brown's wife this week, Sarah, and he had taken a turn for the worse. Mm-hmm. Last time I spoke with him, he was very coherent, but she said now, with the last seizure or whatever he had, that he's very incoherent and not really aware of what's going on.
Mm. Keep Gene Brown in our prayers, our former pastor. He was improving, but he has taken a downturn this past week. Please keep him in our prayers and his wife. Anyone else online or anywhere to share anything? If not, let us go to God in prayer, spend a few moments in silent prayer where we can bring up our unspoken prayers as well. And then I will close with a summarized prayer. Let us pray. The scripture says, if God is for us, who can be against us? He who died and did not spare his own son for us, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things. Loving God, we come before you as your children. As your children, we come before you, our Heavenly Father, because you are always there listening to our prayers and seeing all of our circumstances all the time. We come before you with confidence and faith that you will answer our prayers according to your time and according to your will. We come before you as broken people, weary and tired sometimes and sometimes frustrated, afraid and anxious and with a lot of burdens in our hearts, Lord. At the same time, our hearts are overflowing with joy and thankfulness for all the blessings that you shower upon us, even when we don't deserve it. You are the source of all that we have and all we are, and you are the source of true healing in our souls and mind and body, and you are the one who can make us whole. As we read in the Bible, even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. When we are lonely, you are our friend. When we go through life's sorrows and loss, you give us comfort and peace. You are the source of the true healing and comfort that we can always come before and make us whole. Lord, we thank you for all the blessings and also raise up those items that we have listed up here today, Lord. Particularly, we pray for the continued healing for Martha and Jack and Eddie. Heal them and be with them and touch them with your healing hand, that they will be restored completely in their health. Above all, we pray for peace in their hearts and minds and peace and comfort to their families. We thank you for the continued recovery of Nick as he is recovering. And also, we pray for Angela as her chemo has started. Be with them as a family and guide them with your wisdom, Lord. We pray for Ivy's friend Piper, who is in a car accident wreck, Lord. We pray that you will heal her, Lord, and touch her. Above all, as she is in the hospital, be with her and her mom. Until they recover and come back home, let your presence be there and comfort them, Lord. We pray for Thomas White, who has some personal issues, as Lisa has shared. Bless him with your peace, and above all, guide him with the wisdom of the Holy Spirit to make the right choices for his future. We pray for Gene Brown, our former pastor, as we heard that he has gotten a little worse this past week. We pray that you will continue to be with them and his wife and the whole family as they are going through this difficult time. That your healing hand touch him and heal him, Lord. Above all, fill them, him and also his whole family with your peace and your presence and comfort. We pray for Martha's grandson, Connor, who is struggling with the difficulty of hearing loss. Lord, we pray that you will touch him with your healing hand, and we know that you are the healer who gave hearing to many people when you were on this earth. We commit Connor into your hands, Lord. Touch that boy today as we pray together as a family for a miracle, that your hearing will be completely restored. Lord, we thank you for already sending the healing now. We pray for all those who are struggling with the pandemic and sick in hospitals and our homes. We pray that you will heal them. And also we pray for a permanent resolution to this problem and bring an end to this pandemic. And we know that at the word of your mouth, the storms will stop and the winds will stop and the pandemic can stop also. We commit that into your hands, Lord, and act according to your will and your time. Help us, Lord, to be patient and without losing hope in a time of turmoil and confusion. Help us, Lord, to hold on to that promise that you've given us, Lord, that you will be there in the midst of our problems, that you will never leave us or forsake us. Bless us, Lord, as we face the coming holiday season, that our country needs your presence more than ever, Lord. We pray that your Holy Spirit be with us to show your love and care and patience and compassion to others, to love others, that just as you have loved us. Bless us, Lord, as a church to be your witness in this time of difficulty as we are facing these coming holidays. We pray for a peaceful holiday season, that people will be filled with your power and patience and love during this time. A lot of people are stressed and frustrated, but help them to realize that there is a God above all these things who is in control. Bless us as a church, Lord, as we gather next Sunday to fellowship together. Help us to be safe, to do the right things, so that we can have the fellowship and the love that we shared together in the past. Thank you for gathering us here again together as a church in this building and also online, in various ways that you are giving us to enjoy the fellowship with each other and also with you. Bless us, Lord, as we look for guidance in the future to do your work faithfully in this community and around the world. Give us your guidance and help us, Lord, to be obedient to your Spirit, to do whatever is good for your kingdom, and to be faithful in doing that. Bless us as a church and guide us, Lord, as we come before you today to worship. Lord, we pray that you'll bless us with your presence. When we leave from this place, Lord, to feel the power of the Holy Spirit go with us, that we can be powerful witnesses for the days to come. We pray all of these prayers in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward to take up the offering, as the choir will be singing His Name is Wonderful. Please join 174 in the blue hymnal.
God, from whom all blessings flow, praise Him, all creatures here below, praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts, praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Let us pray. Loving God, you are the source of all that we have and all we are. Merciful and gracious God, from your open hands we received abundant gifts of life, health, joy and fellowship, even when we don't deserve it. We offer ourselves at this time and bring before you a portion of what you have given us. May we find joy as we freely give our prayers, our presents, gifts and service to support this ministry of the church and the mission of your church around the world. We ask you to accept this offering of your people. We thank you for those who were able to give joyfully and pray for those who could not give today. Bless them all in your love and remember them also, Lord. And help us to use this offering to share your love to this world. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Please remain standing for the scripture reading, which is taken from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 15 through 23.
For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is the same as the strength, as the mighty strength, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. This is the word of God for people of God.
Thanks
be to God.
Please be seated.
Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for this morning that you have given us together to come before your word. Bless us with your powerful word today that it will become life and spirit in our lives and also to this world around us through our lives. As we come before your word, give us a humble spirit and an obedient mind so that we can obey what you want us to obey through your word. Bless us, Lord, and fill us with the power of the Holy Spirit. Illumine our souls and open our hearts and minds to see the mysteries in your word. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Rock and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So today is Christ the King Sunday. We just read about the dominion and power of God in this world and in our lives, that Paul is talking and writing to the Ephesian church. And he is talking about the great power for us that God has given, the same mighty strength he extended when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body. The curiosity about royalty is not new. And we are all fascinated by the royalty and the royal family. Particularly, we talk about the Queen of England and the royal family there. It becomes very fascinating, particularly in the movies and on screen. We see them all the time. But the royalty and the kingdom of God is different from the royalty and the kingdoms that we see in this world. As you and all, we all know that it is a kingdom that is not temporal or earthly, but it is spiritual and heavenly. And it is not temporary, but it's eternal. From everlasting to everlasting, God's kingdom is forever. When Pilate asked Jesus, we read that in the Gospels, particularly in John's Gospel, chapter 18, we read about the trial of Jesus Christ, and Pilate asked him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" And Jesus answered, "Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" And Pilate replied, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed over you to me. What have you done?" So the question Pilate asked Jesus is so significant, not only at that time, but also even today. So profound and so inspiring that we are continually being asked that question about the Christ, the King. His birth would scare the living daylights of the kings of that age, and his miracles would attract thousands and thousands of people when he walked on this earth. And his teachings would challenge the establishment, but would endure for thousands of years to come. And it continues. The significance of the royalty of Jesus Christ, the King, that Pilate was confused about, that he was asking, is continuing to reign today, even in the midst of the situations that we are in. In this pandemic, in this stressful and difficult time that we are in, people still are looking for that King. And here we are worshiping that King together because we know in our own lives that the King, we got to know the King personally. Jesus went on to answer Pilate that my kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be following and fighting to keep me from being handed over to you. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here. So Pilate asked him again, so are you a king? Jesus answered, you say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came to this world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. And then Pilate asked him, what is the truth? And then he walked away indifferently. He did not wait, he did not wait for Jesus to answer that, but he just walked away from that reply that Jesus wanted to give him. This is true of the world today that seeks the truth but walks away from the one who is the truth. In our society, which we claim to be modern and progressive, of pluralism where tolerance prevails, you can believe anything as long as you don't declare it to be the sole truth. And be sure that don't mention Jesus' name anywhere. In the past church, one of the churches, I don't want to name the church where I served, a couple came to me and asked me to have their wedding. And they told me that they will bring their own wedding service that I can read and do the ritual for them. And I said, why do you want to do that? I have my own hymnal and the worship order that we use as a church, and that's the one that I use. Now, we want to use our own worship order, wedding order, because we don't want to use the name of Jesus anywhere. I said, what is that about? This is the Church of Jesus Christ. And you want me to do a wedding for you without mentioning the name of Christ? He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and that is what I am going to declare you being married, to be the King of Kings and Lord of Lords of your lives. And you want to do your own order service, and I refuse to do it. It created a little confusion and chaos in the church. But that is where we are. Dear friends, even in the churches, people want to know the truth and coming to gathering together to seek the truth, do not want to face the truth, who is the living word, living truth, Jesus Christ. And that's the one we are adoring today as the Christ, the King. He's not only the King of Kings and Lord of Lords of the world, but he is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords of our lives. That is primarily what we need to recognize in our lives. Jesus Christ is our personal Lord and Savior and King of Kings in everything. The birth of Jesus Christ threatened the kingdoms of this world. At his birth, the wise men from the east came to worship the King of the Jews, and they said, where is the one who has been born the King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose, and we have come to worship him. He is not just our own God, he is also the God and King of everyone. And God is, regardless of you accept him or not, he remains to be the king, and he will be the king of kings forever and ever and for eternity. And his birth was miraculous. We all know that he was born to a virgin. That infant would grow into the most polarizing figure in human history. He would stand in the center of history, dividing the history into two. And when I was in school, we used to study B.C. and A.D. before Christ, and Anno Domini A.D. meaning in the year of our Lord. That's been established for centuries and years. And now, even in seminary, we are asked to use only C.E. and B.C.E. And I refuse to do that in my papers. It says Common Era, or Current Era, and Before Current Era, or Before Common Era. But I say, regardless of what you call it, Current Era, Common Era, in the year of our Lord, it all refers to one person. Regardless of what you call it, he is the center of the history, and he remains to be the center of the history, regardless of what name you call. So I continue to use in my papers AD, right or not, believe like it or not. So history was divided, and he is the center of the history, and he is going to be the center of history if you like it or not, and he will continue to be the center of the history. No matter what abbreviation you use, the fact remains that the year you live in, 2020, is a direct reference to Jesus Christ our Lord. Even if you don't acknowledge him, you are acknowledging him when you are saying that you are living him, living in 2020. So the Bible gives us a larger and a clearer picture of who Jesus is through the rich variety of names that is attributed to him. He is being called the Son of God, but he is also the Son of Man. To the Jews, he was the long-awaited Messiah, or Christ. He is the Word made flesh, the Good Shepherd, the Great High Priest. This time of year, he may be well known as Emmanuel, as we are going to start our Advent season. It is God with us. It's perhaps the most meaningful term of all of these is Emmanuel, a God who is with me everywhere I go in my heart. So in letter to the Philippians, Paul calls him the name above all names, and at his name every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Today everyone living or has lived confesses, regardless of believing Christ or not, they have to acknowledge the year of their birth or the year of what they are living today. His name is above the name of Father Abraham. When Jesus was in this world, he said in John chapter 8, some people asked him, are you greater than our father Abraham? He died and so did the prophets. Who do you think you are? And then Jesus went on to say, your father Abraham rejoiced in the thought of seeing my day. He saw it, that it was glad. You are not yet 50 years old, they said to him, and you are saying that you have seen Abraham? And Jesus said, very truly I tell you, before Abraham was born, I am. At this they picked up stones to stone him, and Jesus hid himself. We read that in John chapter 8. It's the same thing today when we are faced with the question of who is this Jesus. He is even before Abraham, and they did not like that answer. But what's the truth? And whenever people hear the truth, they pick up the stones to throw at him. And that is what's happening today in this time of history as well. His name is above all the other names. In John's Gospel chapter 4, we see the encounter of Jesus with the Samaritan woman. And when he went to ask her for a drink, she said, a Jew cannot ask me for a drink because I am a Samaritan woman. And then Jesus said, if you know the gift of God and who is it that asks you, you would have asked him and he would give you the living water. And then she said, sir, you have nothing to draw with and the well is deep. This well was given to us by our father Jacob. Are you greater than our father Jacob who gave us the well? And Jesus told her, anyone who drinks of this water that your father Jacob gave you will soon become thirsty again. But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. He is the living water, greater than father Jacob, greater than father Abraham, who can quench your thirst personally so that you don't have to go back to any of your traditions, but to be eternally quenched from your thirst. He is the great King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is greater than King Solomon. In Matthew chapter 12, we read the Queen of Sheba will rise up to judgment with this generation and condemn it, for she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and indeed, one that is greater than Solomon is here. And he is greater than all the prophets. We read that in the Gospel of Luke. The men of Nineveh will rise up in the judgment with the generation and condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and indeed, here is one who is greater than Jonah. He is greater than the temple and the Sabbath. And Matthew's Gospel chapter 12, Jesus said that, when the Pharisees saw and came to Jesus and said, your disciples are doing what is unlawful in the Sabbath. And Jesus told him, if you had known that these words mean, I desire mercy, not sacrifice, you would not have condemned the innocent, for the Son of Man is the Lord of the Sabbath and also the temple. And he is greater than the apostles and the saints. And continue to read that in all the Gospels, in all the scriptures, about all these things. And there is no question that he is higher than the heavens, as we read in Hebrews. We have a high priest who is holy and harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and he has become higher than the heavens. So he is the image of the invisible God. All things were created by him and all things were created for him, and that are visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, and things were created by him and for him. And he is the great King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He has much more glory than Moses. He is much better than the angels. And he has by inheritance obtained his excellent seat at the right hand of God in heavenly places. So he is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, not only in this universe, in this history, but also in our lives as well, personally. There is a beautiful hymn called Fairest Lord Jesus. The author is unknown, but the words go like this. Fair are the meadows, fairer still the woodlands, robed in the blooming garb of spring. Jesus is fairer, Jesus is purer, who makes the woeful heart to sing. Fair is the sunshine, fair still the moonlight, and all the twinkling starry host. Jesus shines brighter, Jesus shines purer than all the angels heaven can boast. He is the beautiful Savior, Lord of all the nations, Son of God and Son of Man, whom we sing in the song in this earth and also in heaven. He lived a perfect life in this world, and he gave himself up for us on the cross of Calvary. So here we are praising and adoring his name because God has shown us mercy and delivered us from this sin so that we can be called his children. There was nobody before him. There will be nobody after him. He had no predecessor and he will not have a successor. You cannot impeach him and he will never resign. And he is the eternal King and Lord of all hosts. Aren't you glad that you are worshipping that God today? Is he the Lord of our lives as well? That is the biggest personal question I want to put to you as we leave from this place. Let us pray that God will rule our hearts and minds during this time of confusion and difficulty, so that we can enjoy the peace and His presence in our lives. Regardless of what may come, He is always there with us, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
He's the angels of angels.
May you go in peace as we come to the closing hymn. Is We Have a Story to Tell to the Nations, page 569. In the blue book, if you are able, stand for the closing hymn, 569.
Tell to the nation that shall turn their hearts to the Lord, a story of truth and mercy, a story of peace and light,
a story of peace and light.
For the darkness shall turn to dawning, and the dawning to noonday bright, and Christ's great kingdom shall come on earth, the kingdom of love and light. With a song to be sung to the nations that shall lift their hearts to the Lord, a song that shall conquer evil and shatter the spear and sword, and shatter the spear and sword. For the darkness shall turn to dawning, and the dawning to noonday bright, and Christ's great kingdom shall come on earth, the kingdom of love and light. Give a message to give to the nations, that the Lord who reigneth above hath sent us His Son to save us, and show us that God is love, and show us that God is love. For the darkness shall turn to dawning, and the dawning to noonday bright, and Christ's great kingdom shall come on earth, the kingdom of love and light. With a
Savior to show to the nations,
who the path of sorrow hath trod, that all of the world's great people might come to the truth of God, might come to the truth of God. For the darkness shall turn to dawning, and the dawning to noonday bright, and Christ's great kingdom shall come on earth, the kingdom of love and
Dear brothers and sisters, if you have not committed your lives to Jesus Christ before, I invite you to take this time to ask Him to come to your life as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Those who have accepted Him as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, let us pray that those others who have not yet received Him as their King of Kings in their hearts, that they will also receive Him. Go in peace, knowing that He is there with us. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
Love everybody.
Love y'all.
Have a blessed